This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
How do we come to a world where people willingly choose to be surveilled, if that is a verb? How do we get to a place where people want there to be cameras everywhere and they hope that people around them and themselves are practically strip searched before they get onto an airplane? Essentially, they get this way over time and by choice. The plot line of Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which is the most interesting action movie out right now that isn't from Indonesia. That's a shout out to The Raid 2. The Winter Soldier follows up on our last one and proves once again that the Marvel franchise, which can do nothing wrong and just prints money. So all those kids who read comic books are now grown-ups with voting power in the form of credit cards. They are watching movies like this. And as we have always known, those of us who read comic books, the ideas in comic books are extremely subversive. That continues here with the plot line that there was a Nazi doctor who spun off and realized that the only way to get people to give up freedom was to have them choose to do it. So Samuel Jackson, Robert Redford, a couple of the old greats getting together to sort of set up a plot that, although there's no need to recreate the actual plot because it's a little involved in ways that you don't really need to understand, the basic gist is that we are in a world that where information is manipulated to, and therefore people have chosen to be have cameras everywhere and they don't mind giving up their freedoms, a la Facebook, Twitter, blah blah blah. So a couple other interesting things of notes: we've got a kind of a buddy film with a African-American white buddy thing going on. And that's a shout out to World War II in old school movies. So because Captain America comes from World War II, they figured they'd revive the black guy and the white guy kind of buddy thriller, which because Hollywood doesn't have a history of giving African Americans leading roles in action films. So they've been able to capture the role of sidekick pretty well, and they bring that back. Also, we've got Scarlett Johansson, who I'm not a big fan of in general, but she's pretty good here with a red hair, green eyes, and a Russian accent. Maybe she's found a niche market for herself. There's a lot of shout-outs to the other Marvel comic book series here, but basically, if you can't go see Raid 2 for the second time, which you should see it twice before you see this, see Captain America: The Winter Soldier, and it's not half bad.